Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo, welcome in to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, that's right. And we're coming to you and broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker here and Mr.
Rob
Andy
Parker.
That's right, Andy Furman, the legendary radio broadcaster from Cincinnati, joining us here in Chris Broussard's stead, Mr. Andy Furman.
Give me a salami
Furman.
Submarine.
There
Thank
you
for
go.
Having me. Am I here because it's Trash Tuesday? The trash is here, so I'm
no.
here. Is that, I can't figure that out.
Take out the papers and the
and
trash.
The trash. Yeah.
No, you're not the trash. Andy Furman, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Everything's good. It's cold. It's finally thawing out a little bit. I mean, a wind chill minus 36 the other day. I haven't left the house. I haven't changed my clothes in 4 days.
I can imagine. I know. It's wet in L.A. now and a little chilly, but we had warm temperatures for Christmas, so about 80
degrees. I saw you driving with the top down. I saw the pictures.
Oh, beautiful, man. I am enjoying that new car and everything, but family's good. Everybody's good. You ready to
yes.
roll today?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I'm
a little feisty. I'm a little feisty today, but I'm ready to go.
All right. We love it. All right. And today, Andy, it was a double dip for me. I did the Dan Patrick Show this morning with Doug Gottlieb, and I got plenty of energy, plenty of takes, and hot stuff for you. So we're going to have a good show here on The Odd Couple. As you know, Chris Broussard is off this week. We'll have a special guest filling in all week long. Tomorrow, a very special Odd Couple, Andy. My old radio partner, guy I did a radio show with for 10 years in Detroit, Mark the Man Wilson, will be sitting in your chair tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So that'll be great as well.
I'll be listening.
No doubt. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. We got Ricky is our producer in for Rob G, who worked this morning with me on the Dan Patrick Show. Also, USC Chris is our engineer, and Monty Bolaños is at the anchor desk, and she'll keep us updated throughout the program. And coming up in about 25 minutes, we'll talk to Ephraim Salaam, of course, the former NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host. We'll get his takes on some good stuff in the NFL. So that's in the first hour. Hour number two, Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. So, Andy, he'll join us in hour number two. And hour number three, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. So Martin will stop by as well. So we have a lot to get to, a lot of good stuff. Talk some NBA, talk some Major League Baseball. Andy, me and you both love baseball. And, of course, we start with the NFL. And let's start with Tom Brady. Of course, the season's coming to an end. The Bucs are still got a shot to make the playoffs. Haven't played well, Andy, for most of the season. To me, Tom Brady has been a total distraction to the Bucs. Took a 11-day vacation during training camp. During the season, he went to Robert Kraft's wedding. Missed a walkthrough. I mean, nobody does that. Even Bill Belichick didn't go to the wedding because guess what? He had to work. He had a game to game plan for. But Brady did that. His whole divorce, very public, very ugly. Just a lot of stuff going on. And whether or not it affected the Bucs or not, it was definitely a distraction. I don't think there's any denying that. Would you say that?
Not only a distraction, but I think a distraction within the clubhouse, where I say that it's a distraction because there are other players saying, why is he going? Why does he get the pass? Although, you know, people will say he deserved it for what he's done. But again, you're on a team, and everybody should pull their weight, and obviously he wasn't. And I got to say that, yeah, he did miss that. He missed the walkthrough, and he went to the wedding. And that may have been simply because of the tension that was brewing with the wife.
Right.
Maybe he did that to please her, because I think if you would have asked him, he'd rather be at practice. I really believe that.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. But anyway, so it's only obvious. Tom Brady, of course, retired last offseason and then decided to unretire and come back, you know, after I think that he got Bruce Arians fired. I'm not sure if that's fact or not, but it seemed kind of strange that all of a sudden Bruce Arians was on his way out and then Tom Brady came back. Todd Bowles became the coach. So that's all speculation. It's not, you know, fact or anything, but it did seem weird. But anyway, Tom Brady, of course, was asked about retiring, and let's hear what he said.
If Gronk unretires again, does that kind of set the stage for your next unretirement?
Well, I think next time I decide to retire, that's it for me. So whenever that day comes, we'll figure it out.
Do you even contemplate that at this point?
I really don't. You know, I think what I really realized last year was, you know, you got to be really sure to do that. And, you know, for me, you know, it's a lot of people have kind of gone through a situation. I'm going to take my time whenever that time does come.
Hey, Tom, I got an answer for you. The time has come.
No.
Yes, it has. The time has come. And Andy, I'm dead serious when I say this. Nobody cares about the past resume. We all know that. We gave you the parades. Everybody gave you the accolades. You got all the money. You got everything that goes along with his resume. But either you're in or you're out. That's what Pat Riley used to say. And I think it's when it comes to teams, Andy, it's so true. Tom Brady showed that he's not all the way in, that it is about Tom Brady, that he did sacrifice team continuity and team spirit and asking people to put their all in, but he's not all the way in. And thirdly, his play has not been good. You saw the game against Arizona.
He came back.
You ready?
He did come. You know what?
He had seven passes of 5 yards or more. I mean, that's what he had in the game.
I will say this. Everything you say is true. But you could substitute the name Aaron Rodgers for Tom Brady. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is all in. How's that? And Aaron Rodgers is a lot more vocal than Tom Brady.
I disagree. When you break, Andy, you've covered football. You've been around football for a long time. Right. Just give me the one example where a guy walked away from training camp for 11 days to go on vacation. Just give me.
You're right. That's crazy.
Okay. Give me one.
I can't. Okay. I don't recall any. I'll think.
Give me one where a guy left his team and missed a walkthrough for a game to go to a wedding during the season.
Okay, but whose fault is that? Yeah, he wanted to go. Where's management to put the clamps on and say, look, you're part of the team. You ain't going. You think he would have done that with Belichick? I don't think so.
No, that, you know, you don't think really? So. You know so it wouldn't
of
have
course.
Happened.
Of course.
Because
so,
even Bill Belichick didn't go to his own boss's wedding. Right. He didn't go to Bob Kraft's wedding.
So
are
although we agree that it's wrong that he did that, where's the Tampa Bay management? Where's the coaching staff? Where's
the GM? I think Todd Bowles is also
weak.
To blame. I don't disagree because it can't be about one guy. It has to be about all 53 guys. Well, it can't be. But anyway, Andy, I'm saying Tom Brady should retire. I know he's already given up his wife, and they got divorced, and she had enough. She thought he had retired at the end of last year. He pulled the okie doke on her in reverse field, right. I'm guessing, speculating, that's all we can do. We don't know about their marriage, but I'm assuming there was other stuff, and that was the last straw. You know, like, it couldn't have been just over to being unretired, so I'm assuming there were other issues in their marriage. But anyway, that's that case. And this whole notion that now Tom Brady wants to jump from team to team that's set up so that he could go somewhere else where they could have a good offensive line, where they have a defense, and he could just kind of weasel his way in and then go win another championship. I think it's sick. I think it's twisted. I think he's demented. What else do you need to do to prove what? You won the Super Bowls, the six Super Bowls in New England, and then you went to Tampa Bay, and that team was set up, other than Jameis Winston's 30 interceptions, and jumped in there and helped to win a Super and won a Super Bowl, and now that's what you want to do? You want to go displace Derek Carr at the Raiders and get back with Josh McDaniels, or go to Miami and replace Tua, or go to San Francisco? Something's wrong here that Tom Brady needs to keep moving like a nomad.
That's what makes him great, Rob. That's what makes him head and shoulders, and that's why he's the GOAT. That's what makes him crazy. At 45 years of age, he still has the burning desire to compete. He's got the legacy. And honestly, if I had that legacy and I'm going out down the crapper right now with Tampa Bay, I don't want to leave that way. I don't want my legacy to be remembered playing for the Tampa Bay Bucks that maybe not making the playoffs. He's got the fire.
Michael
That's what
Jordan
makes him
played for the Washington Wizards, and they didn't make the playoffs. Tell me how his legacy is tarnished. Come on, Andy. There's nothing that can tarnish Tom Brady's legacy already, other than them exposing them that the Patriots cheated his whole career. Whoa. Other than we having proof of that, what is going to change his legacy?
Forget the legacy. The legacy's there, and it's in bronze, and he's a first-time Hall of Fame ballot in, no doubt. But I'm telling you, there's more than legacy. It's pride. It's burning desire to show that he can still play. And I think he's still kind of, you know, do you look at the stats in the NFL this year? You know he leads the league in attempts? He has 671 attempts, which is 37 more than Justin Herbert. Look what he's done in the last
five
games.
Sure, if you're just throwing the ball 5 yards.
He has to. He has no support mechanism. He has nothing there. And you could argue, say, he didn't have much better in New England. But he doesn't have anything there without an offensive line to protect him. He's got nothing. This last week against Arizona, 48 attempts, then 44, 55, 54 against New Orleans, 43 against Cleveland. You can't win like that. You do a statistic of quarterbacks that throw 35 or more times a game, I would promise you 9 out of 10 times that's a losing record.
So go and look at Patrick Mahomes. He threw almost 60 times in the game this year. That's the NFL. They don't use running backs for most teams.
Right.
All they do is throw the ball. Patrick Mahomes only threw 60 times. When Terry Bradshaw played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know what a 60 pass attempt would have represented? Two games.
2 or 3 weeks. You're right.
They throw the ball almost every down. It is ridiculous. So, Andy, you say that Tom Brady shouldn't retire, right?
Exactly. And I don't want him to. Yeah, I'm not saying it's good for the NFL or bad for the NFL. NFL will go on. I mean, there have been great guys that retired, and everybody thought the league would fold. There's a new breed right now. You got the Burrows, you got the Herberts, you got all the young guys out there, so the league will not go away. But as long as he could lift his arm and play the game and strap it up, I want to see him play.
I'm done. I've seen enough of Tom Brady. Take
but you
your
don't
ball.
Like him.
and go take your deflated ball and go home, Tom Brady. Enough already.
It's personal with you.
If you're not, what's personal? I don't even know the guy. There's nothing personal with it. Like I'm tired of the act. I'm tired of the selfishness. I'm tired of doing what he wants to do, and that's not what's right for the rest of the team. And that's Tom Brady. That's what, when you allow a guy to be selfish, you can turn a guy like Tom Brady, who was a great player and competitor, into a selfish SOB who only cares about himself. That's where he is, Andy. We want to hear from you.
Every athlete cares about himself. He's not different than anybody else. You name the athlete, I'll tell you, cares about himself.
I'll ask you one more time.
Odell Beckham doesn't care about
himself? I'll ask you one more time. Yeah. Name a player who took 11 days off to go on vacation during training camp.
And I'll ask you, name me a coach or a manager.
Answer me one.
None, but you name me a coach or a manager that gave a player permission to do so.
I think Todd Bowles is, I thought it was a mistake. I think it's ridiculous.
It was weak for doing so. I really believe that.
We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Andy Furman here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, looks like one NBA player made the right call, or did he? We'll get to that in just about a minute. This is The Odd Couple. I am Andy Furman, sitting in for Chris Broussard. Here's my partner, my friend, my guy, and a member of the Van Buren High School Hall of Fame, Rob Parker. Yes, he is.
Rob Parker. That's right, Andy. You know, hey, as you know, the idea of that, I still get numb when I hear that I was inducted. There's only 15 people in the Martin Van Buren High School Hall of Fame in Queens Village, New York, and I'm a proud member of it.
Yes, you certainly are. By the way, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, let's get into this NBA just a little bit. All right, because we talk about my hometown, Brooklyn, and they did not have an NBA team when I lived there, but they got the Brooklyn Nets, and it took only 7 games when the Nets were 2-5 to dump their head coach. It's amazing.
Steve Nash.
It's amazing. I mean, I can't even get the words out because he was such a good player and such a good guy. But here's the deal. They dumped him. Their general manager, Sean Marks, said he didn't consult with any of the players before the firing of Steve Nash. And Kevin Durant said that on Tuesday evening when they lost to the Chicago Bulls at that eighth game, the beginning of the eighth game. And it's worth noting that it was Kevin Durant who reportedly gave the owner of the Nets, Joseph Tsai, an ultimatum back in August that either honor his trade, which he wanted to have a trade, right, or fire Nash. And he told Marks and he told Tsai he doesn't have faith in the team's direction. So the question I have for you, Mr. Parker, is it a situation here of the maybe inmates ruling the asylum, or maybe just a coach not really qualified, similar to Jeff Saturday with the Colts?
You know what? I think people out there need, I want you guys to call in and apologize to Kevin Durant. Because I think people were like, oh, he's a big spoiled baby. Oh, he wants to blame Steve Nash for the shortcomings of the Nets. And it's not him, it's the players or whatnot. And I think he's been proven right. Because, and obviously, Andy, they're healthier. Kyrie's controversy's behind him. Ben Simmons is looking more like the all-star that he was with Philly before he had his issues, right, with playing. Kevin Durant gives you his all every night. He's playing MVP-caliber basketball. But let's be honest. Kevin Durant was right. KD was right. Steve Nash should have been fired when they got swept by Brooklyn. You remember that? KD couldn't even get an open shot. He couldn't come up, Andy, with a plan or a play to get KD open in those situations. And, you know, KD didn't go public with it. Somebody leaked it. It's fine that he wanted the GM and the coach fired, you know, to continue on with the Nets. And I give the Nets credit. They did not honor his wishes because they weren't going to get an equal deal for Kevin Durant. But when I hear this all the time that, you know, the inmates running the asylum, it's ridiculous. Sometimes players know, you know, he's been around. He won championships with Steve Kerr, right, with Golden State. Right. He's been with other coaches. Sometimes guys, they could be a nice guy, Andy. He could be a great player. Maybe he's just not a good enough coach. And I think that's where Steve Nash is. This team is red hot. They've won 9 in a row. Their last 3 wins, Golden State, Milwaukee, and then last night in Cleveland. I mean, nine in a row. They're now third in the Eastern Conference. They're coming. They are playing great basketball. No distractions. Jacque Vaughn was given an interim tag at first. They pulled that off, made him the coach.
Right.
He's done a great job. They play better defense. And here for all the people who are bellyaching about the players, oh, you know, they want too much power, they want to get rid of the coach. Sometimes you need a player to stand up and say, this guy's no good. That's what Durant did. That's what KD did. He was right. He was right all the way on this Steve Nash call because that team was struggling, Andy. It was too hard. They didn't defend. Every game was a struggle, and they have too many good players for it to be a struggle. And now it looks like a well-oiled machine.
It's a very
and I want to give you another
situation.
Example before. Yeah. One more, Andy. One other example. It happened in Philadelphia. Joe Girardi was jettisoned, right, after 40-something games.
Yeah,
that's not a long time in baseball, right? Joe won a World Series with the Yankees. But there was something going on in that clubhouse. They give the job to Rob Thompson, and guess what? They go to the World Series.
Right, right. I think that the public doesn't seem to understand it, and you know this, working with athletes and being in locker rooms and clubhouses, there's not really that much coaching when you get to that level. It's how you handle people. That's what you got to do. Some people, and Pete Rose told me this years ago, some guys, some athletes need a pat in the rear end. Some guys need to be told what to do. And some guys need to be left alone. There's three things you got to do. And sometimes people can't do it. Maybe you don't have the personality to coach. And sometimes people who are coaches change their personality and athletes could see right through that. It seems to me there's a great relationship right now with Jacque Vaughn. There's no doubt in my mind. They're playing for him. They like him. The chemistry's there. And you hit it on the head. This team is too talented to be poor. They're too talented not to win.
No doubt about it. They got way too much talent. And we do have some sound, right? Kevin Durant talking about the team and where and what they're doing. All right, here we go.
I felt like we always been focused. I felt like we don't even talk about some of the stuff that may have been loud around our team. Like, I had so many friends. It's like, yo, Kay, you all right, man? What's going on? Like, man, so much craziness going on with y'all. But I'm go to work and go home. Like, there's more noise on the outside for us, to be honest. And it's been like that since day one. What we did was simplify both ends of the basketball, shored up our roles individually. Coach shored up our roles, is pretty much letting us know each day what he needs from us. And I think that's been the focus, you know. So it's not like, man, finally we got the noise out of our locker room and now we can play. I just think we always been locked in on basketball and trying to help get this thing back on track.
I know there's a lot of people, Andy, all over NBA America. They hate the Nets. They hate Kyrie. They hate KD. They don't want them to win. They don't want to see this team come together and win. They are wearing the black uniform because they don't like that KD when he went to the Warriors and won those championships there. They don't like Kyrie with the antics and all the stuff that he's done, you know. And so they're in the black uniforms. They're wearing the black hats. They're the bad guys. They are. And people are ignoring them. Like this streak, no one's really talking about the Nets. But I think if you've watched them at all, and I have, I've been watching the games, this is a dangerous team when they're healthy and they're playing like they are. And, Andy, there's nothing else going on. But I dare Odd Couple listeners to call up and give Kevin Durant some props.
They won't.
We always kill players, right? For saying stuff or whatever, you know, oh, these guys are big babies. No, Kevin Durant nailed it. When Steve Nash got fired, Chris and I both agreed it had to happen at that time when they were 2-5 or what did you say? Two and six.
Two and five.
That team was the start of the season was terrible. And it was like, what is going on here? When is this team going to snap and get together? And now they have a 9-game winning streak and looking like the team we all thought they would be with that kind of talent.
I'm going to take a guess, and obviously it's an uneducated guess. Most of my guesses are uneducated. I'm going to take a guess that when the callers come in, and we'll do it in the next segment, that most of them will say they dislike Kevin Durant. They dislike what he did. They dislike when athletes go public. They want to see a guy keep their mouth shut and just play. That's what they want to do. We heard it with LeBron years ago. Just shut up and dribble. Remember that?
Right.
Remember that? That's what the public wants. I'm paying my money. I don't want to hear anything out of your mouth that has anything to do other than athletics, other than your sport. Don't tell me about politics. Don't tell me about social issues. Don't tell me anything at all. And believe me, don't tell me about firing a coach. They don't want to hear it. Now, you're right, and I think he was right. And I think, in fact, when he did say that, and I was one of those guys back in August, like, wow. That's a pretty hefty statement. And I was like really gung-ho for like Marks and Joseph Tsai saying they didn't want to bend. Well, they didn't want to bend because, A, they couldn't get anything in return for Kevin Durant that's quality.
Right.
And B, they ain't going to win without him. They and can't win without him.
And the other thing too, Andy, is, you know, when it became public and it was leaked or whatever, then that's what reporters do. And I have no issue with that. Like, people talk. But I think it's like they just don't want to feel like they're being told what to do. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't tell me, I own the team, don't tell me what to do. But in reality, if they would have stepped back and not have that feeling like you're being told what to do, instead of listening to your player who's won championship, who's been on championships, who's been on good teams, played for good coaches, and he tells you there's an issue with the coaching, you should listen to that guy. He's in the locker room. He's playing out there. He knows what's going on. Wouldn't you say, Andy, better than a general manager or better than the owner?
I would say that, but I look what's happened with the Boston Celtics. They get rid of their coach, and they gave him so much praise last year, taking him to the finals, and now they haven't skipped a beat with a guy who's never coached in the NBA, maybe never coached at all, play for Bob Huggins at West Virginia.
And that's the point, is you can't just jump on these guys when they give you an opinion or tell you that something's going on. And I think that's where a lot of fans go wrong. The right away, the knee-jerk reaction was to rip KD. These players. Oh, what they want? This is ridiculous. I don't want that. They want Steve. They're going to blame Steve Nash. Yes, let's blame Steve Nash. You know why, Andy? Because if they had played well and were winning, Steve Nash would get credit, wouldn't he?
But I haven't seen that in sports in eons. How come I'm not seeing that in Indianapolis with the Colts blaming Jeff Saturday for losing? How come I don't see it? No one's speaking up there, and there's 53 freaking guys that could speak up and do it.
Now, easily.
There's only 12 on a basketball team.
Right. But you all always got to remember, I don't know who's on that Colts team or whether or not anybody there has any real cachet.
Yeah,
Kevin
no
Durant has cachet. Right. He's the 15th leading scorer. He just passed who did he just pass? Tim Duncan, all right? 15th leading scorer in NBA history. This guy's won 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs. He has cachet. If Kevin Durant tells me something as an owner, I think you should listen to him. I'm not saying he should make all the decisions. I'm not saying that. But in the case of Steve Nash, when they got swept against Boston, Andy, he should have been fired right then and there.
And there was some talk about it, too. You know, but again, I'll go back and tell you what the fans are going to say. The fans are turned off when they have that writing on the court, under the basket, on the back of jerseys, we're family, unity. They don't want that. Fans don't want that stuff. They really don't. And I think Adam Silver made a big mistake trying to do that, trying to get the diversity in writing on uniforms. Just play basketball. That's what the fans want. Do you agree? Really?
I think that at that point where we were in this country, I think the NBA did the right thing. I know there's a lot of people who don't want to do it.
But it turned people off,
though. But Andy, I'll ask you, why should we have, and we could have that conversation, but why should we have breast cancer awareness at NFL games and wear pink? Why should we do that? We should just want football, right?
So, yeah, so but that's a charity.
No.
That's saving lives.
But which one is it? Are we there for sports? Or are we there for causes? So you can't have it both ways.
But I think that's a money grab for the NFL, I believe.
It
too.
Is a money grab, but I'm just saying, but they use that as a, something that they do. But we want to hear from you. I want you guys to call up 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And I want you to get down on your hands and knees, and I want you to praise Kevin Durant for getting it right. Give him his props, all you belly-aching fans who have been trashing Kevin Durant. He was right, and you were wrong. I want you to call up and say, Rob, Andy, I was wrong. Kevin Durant was right, and then give me your spiel. That's what we want to hear. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
And your call's next, 877-99 on Fox. Love. It's time to show some love. And by the way, it's time to talk about TireRack.com. TireRack.com loves tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every single driver, and they're just a phone call away or a click away. The website is packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. You answer a few questions, and you get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Yokohama Advance Tire, the all-season Advent tire lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire. Ratings, reviews, test results at a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast-free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. And on many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. Game changer, believe me. I'm telling you. Go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And right now, let's welcome Randy Mueller coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Randy, thank you. How are you?
Randy.
Merry Christmas.
I'm doing great, guys. Hey, Andy, you're a good schlep, okay?
He's a radio icon, Randy. Don't let him peddle that. You know that.
I got a question for you, okay? I don't want to make things difficult, but three of the top five rushing teams in the NFL will not make the playoffs. Chicago, Cleveland, Atlanta. The Bears lead the league in running yards, and they're 3-12. Minnesota and the Chargers, they're going to make the postseason, and they're in the bottom five rushing the ball. The Bengals, they're 26th in rushing. So why in the hell would you draft a running back?
It's a great point. I think those days are probably behind us in that we have to run the ball to be successful. The rules have kind of limited defenders, so guys are getting open more than ever. I think people are spreading the field more. But I'll say this, and I think this team might just sneak into the playoffs, and that's the Carolina Panthers. They ran for 320 on Detroit last week, so I'm not completely giving up on the running game.
Yeah, that was some sight there. Of course, it was a big game, so the Lions didn't show up. That was the game that they could have changed things. But anyway, let me go here first. Josh McDaniels is not dismissing the possibility of benching Derek Carr. Where are you on what will the Raiders do? He's due $33 million. They could cut him February 15th, not have too much damage done on their cap. What would you do if you're the Raiders and Derek Carr?
It's all about options to me, Rob. I mean, they've got to find a better option before they do anything. I think the people that they're going to see on the open market, you know, maybe it's a Geno Smith, maybe it's a Mike White. Are those guys better than Derek Carr? I don't know. I mean, you might be splitting hairs there. Sometimes the devil you have is the best choice. But it's all about options. Yes, they can jump off the contract. There's a couple jumping off points for the Raiders. I don't know what they'll end up doing. I think maybe, and I heard the comments that Josh used, maybe he's trying to wake up the bear, so to speak, to get Derek a little more advanced down the road as far as how he's seeing things and maybe take a risk here or there. But their passing game has to get better. I'm in agreement there. But how they go about it is going to depend on timing and options when they have to decide on Derek Carr.
Randy Mueller joining us on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman. And I wonder if Mike Tomlin is pinching himself right now. Do you think he pulled Mitch Trubisky too soon in favor of Kenny Pickett at quarterback?
Well, I don't know about that. I think Kenny Pickett is their future. I think that's where they want to go. I think Kenny Pickett has shown that the game is not too big for him. I think he steadily improves every time they roll him out there. So I'm a Kenny Pickett fan. I think he'll be a good player for them in the long haul, and I think Mike sees that. So they're going to ride with him as much as they can and see if they can't put some people around him. But I don't doubt that he thinks that Pickett is the guy, or they would not have picked him where they did this year.
It was easy to, whack Nathaniel Can't Hack It because it was just a mess. We got to admit that. But are there more heads to roll? You know, there's new ownership. The GM who signed Russell Wilson to that crazy contract and some other stuff. I mean, they need to clean house in Denver. No?
Well, they've got issues, that's for sure. And I guess the question for me would be, Rob, is who made the decision to let Hackett go? Was that the GM? Was that the owner? Who was all involved in that? Because that would tell me a lot about what's coming. You know what I mean?
Right.
What's the next step? If the owner said, we're going to do this, my guess is George Payton, the GM, had sold Nathaniel Hackett to ownership when they bought the team and when they were officially awarded the team. So there's been some things go haywire with some of the decisions they've made there. I don't know that we've seen the last shoe drop. I think if I'm Denver, I'm probably looking at somebody like Sean Payton and going all in and finding a way to change what they've done. At minimum, they're going to have to hire a veteran, experienced coach, and Sean Payton might fit all the bills.
Randy Mueller, let's talk about a quarterback in New York whose name is Zach Wilson. He was picked after Trevor Lawrence in the draft. Will the Jets and Zach Wilson together ever turn the corner? What's the deal with Zach Wilson?
And I want to just chime in real quick on this question because, Randy, Zach Wilson hasn't played well. I'm not trying to make any excuses for him. But the Jets have had a mountain of quarterbacks who have failed for that organization. Sam Darnold. Geno Smith. I mean, we could go on and on and on of people who have failed in that organization. So is it all on Zach Wilson, or is there something wrong with that organization?
Well, I'll say this, and I think you were onto something because it seems a little toxic. I understand Zach has not played well. I understand he's lost the locker room. I get all that. But it seems to me like there's always something else. Just like from what has happened the last 24 hours when the Jets let it out that they're going to move on from Zach Wilson after the season's end. If I'm the GM there, I'm really ticked that that even got out. For one thing, they didn't get it from the GM. They must have got it from a coach. So there's already splinters of messaging going out. And let's face it, I understand the New York media. It's hard. I get it. It's not for everybody. But at the same time, they've always been, like you say, Rob, messed up. It's always been toxic. It's always been a love-hate relationship. The quarterback's either the greatest thing in the world. He's franchise. He saves the everything. Or he's awful. There's no in-between. And I don't think you can hand-pick a quarterback and put a timeline on his development. Some take a year. Some take 5 years. Hey, these same New York fans and media wanted Phil Simms gone, 30 years ago, because he was getting hurt all the time.
No doubt.
In his career. And then he came around later on. So I just think at some point you've got to grin and bear it and just figure this guy's going to be with us 3 or 4 years and ride the roller coaster. That's what drafting one that high does. You're going to have bad and good to all put in the equation of what we, how we evaluate these guys.
I want to ask you also about Tom Brady. He spoke about if the next time he retires is going to be for good or this or that. I just, Tom Brady this year, I'm very disappointed in from the standpoint of all the distractions, all these stuff. Like, I just can't. And I know Todd Bowles, I do blame him. He's got to run the team. What about the other 52 guys? But when a guy doesn't go to a walkthrough to go to a wedding during the season and 11 days away from bonding with his teammates and training camp, I've been covering the NFL since 1987. I don't remember any player who's ever been away from training camp and got a pass. And it's still, should Tom Brady keep playing or should he have to totally commit or should he bow out?
Well, I think the big thing for me is his play on the field. And I don't. That suffered, in my opinion. I'm with you. I don't think he's played well. And I think you're judged on some of those things you mentioned away from football on how you play. And I don't think he's earned the chips this year to be able to do those kind of things and not be criticized. So I understand your criticism and probably would agree with it. Again, this is just my personal opinion. I would love to see Tom walk away. I want to remember him for what he is.
Right.
Not what he was, not necessarily what he is now. And so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's earned the right to do whatever he wants. But this is the greatest quarterback ever to play, and I hate to see him struggle. I really do. I wish we would just, move on, and that way we can at least have fresh in our mind what he is.
Right. Randy Mueller, I got a quickie before we let you go, okay? If you're starting a team, and you're the guy, you're a former NFL Executive of the Year. If you're starting a team, who would be your first pick?
Probably Pat Mahomes. I think you know what you're going to get with him week in and week out. And I compare him, and it's a hard choice with Josh Allen, but Pat Mahomes has been the most consistent performer. I think he can throw every throw in the book. He's going to carry you. He doesn't need everything perfect around him. We see him operating really well at a high level right now, and this is without Tyreek Hill and some of the tools he's had in the past. So I'm picking Pat Mahomes until somebody just jumps out at me, and I haven't seen that person yet.
All right.
Randy,
hey, Happy New Year, Randy, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
guys.
You. You know that.
You bet.
Yeah, Randy
Happy
Mueller. Get him on Twitter at Randy Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.